Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Good afternoon. My name is Carlos Burgundy. My brother, Ludwig Burgundy, told me about your interior design services. I plan to renovate my living room and want to consult with a professional. I'd like it to be more functional yet relaxing. I'd prefer to have light-colored walls to go with the dark wood furniture. Would it be possible to have a meeting on Friday morning to talk about everything? Also, I'd like to see some samples of your design work.You may call me at 555-0513. Thanks.
Number 71. How did the speaker learn about the business? Number 72. What does the speaker plan to do?Number 73. What does the speaker ask for? Question 74 through 76 refer to the following advertisement.
This year's college graduates are invited to a job fair that will be held on March 9th at the Gold Tech Trade Hall. The Professional Affairs Commission is putting on the fair and expects a large turnout.More than 100 leading companies from both the public and private sectors are participating. So make sure you bring your updated resumes and other relevant documents with you. Company representatives will also be conducting interviews with qualified applicants at their respective booths. Mark your calendars and make the most of this opportunity to get the job you've always wanted.
Number 74.Who most likely will attend the fair? Number 75. What are attendees asked to bring? Number 76. What does the speaker say will happen during the fair?Question 77 through 79 refer to the following broadcast.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Travel 101. On today's show, we will be giving you some tips for a stress-free vacation with your family. To achieve this, I suggest that you keep the following things in mind. Safely secure your cash and credit cards, valuables, and passports. Always keep a copy of significant documents and identification papers.That can't be stressed enough. If you're taking any medication, remember to bring enough with you to last the entire trip. You'll be surprised with how helpful these simple steps can be. Now, to tell us more about having an enjoyable vacation, we have invited a special guest, Mr. Liam Woods, CEO of the Oceanfront Chain of Hotels. Welcome to the show, Mr. Woods.
Number 77.What is the subject of the show? Number 78. Why does the speaker say,
"That can't be stressed enough"?
Number 79. What does the speaker say about Liam Woods?Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Brenda, it's Calvin Walters. I'm calling to update you about the progress of the project. After considering your recommendations, I created a logo and came up with a caption to make the advertisement more interesting. The advertisement uses colors that consumers should find appealing. I printed a copy of the draft and gave it to your secretary this morning. Please check it and give me your comments so I can make the necessary revisions. I hope to finish the project by Monday, January 9th, and show it to our client on the next day. Let me know if you have any questions. Thanks.
Number 80. What is the main purpose of the message? Number 81. What did the speaker give to Brenda's assistant this morning? Number 82. What does the speaker ask Brenda to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following report.
Up next is our daily business report. Glencoe Industries, the country's largest telecommunications business, plans to expand operations. The company's sales broke a new record last quarter, and the president, Kelly Hemp, would like to make the most of this recent success. To accommodate the high demand for Glencoe products, another manufacturing plant will be opened in Hatfield. Experts expect that the facility will employ 250 additional staff to manufacture mobile phones. Glencoe Industries is already hiring workers for the assembly line of this domestic factory. Next Monday, the company will be holding a press conference to reveal more details about the project.
Number 83. What is the report mainly about? Number 84. According to the speaker, what will happen in Hatfield? Number 85. Why is Glencoe Industries hiring more employees? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Hello, everyone. Your company recently hired my accounting firm to address your budget concerns. So far, my team and I have managed to identify a few departments that have consistently performed below expectations. In the upcoming few weeks, we'll be studying ways to improve productivity. We have placed a suggestion box in the lobby and welcome all of you to provide opinions anonymously. The firm we previously worked with increased production without affecting staff salaries or benefits, and we hope to do the same for your company. In about 3 weeks, we will be meeting again to discuss the results of our research and to make our final suggestions.
Number 86. What does the speaker's company do? Number 87. What does the speaker say she will do in the next few weeks? Number 88. What will be discussed at the next meeting? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following introduction.
I'm sure most of you have been informed that Mr. Wendell Kaplan will be arriving next week. He's going to be our high school's new biology teacher, a replacement for Mr. Gonzaga. After finishing his master's degree in molecular biology, he worked as a researcher at the Alita Institute for 4 years. Following that, he taught at Wellmont High for another 3 years, where he was named Texas's Teacher of the Year. Quite something. On Monday, Mr. Kaplan will be shown around our campus. We've also organized, a small welcome party for him in the conference room in the afternoon. Should be a nice event.
Number 89. What is the main purpose of the talk? Number 90. Why does the man say,
"Quite something"?
Number 91. What will take place on Monday? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk and map.
My name is Ruth Easton, and I'm a guide here at Fort Ashbrook. I'll be taking you through the historic town's buildings and describing what life was like here when the town was inhabited. You are free to take pictures at any of the sites, but we kindly ask that you refrain from touching items on display. Also, food and beverages are not permitted in any of the structures. We'll begin at the oldest structure in the town, which was built just around the time of the gold rush. Seeing as we're all gathered here at the town hall, let's go directly across the street now to start the tour.
Number 92. Who most likely is the speaker addressing? Number 93. What are listeners prohibited from doing? Number 94. Look at the graphic. Where will the listeners go next? Go on to the next page. Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following advertisement and list.
We at Laura's Clothing are pleased to announce our new membership program. Members are entitled to various benefits when shopping at our store. Any member buying products from our new line will receive a complimentary present with their purchase. Additionally, your purchases earn you points, and when you collect a certain number of points, you will be moved up to a new level of membership status. Customers who sign up within the month of April will receive 100 free points to get them started. To sign up for a membership or to see our store catalogue and get advice about creating your own personal look, log on to www.laurasclothing.com.
Number 95. What did Laura's Clothing recently do? Number 96. Look at the graphic. What membership status will customers who sign up in April start with? Number 97. What does the speaker mention about the website? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and graph.
Good morning, Mr. Cole. This is Teresa from Universal Phones. You called yesterday about the smartphones you ordered for your Carrington Mall store. I'm sorry, but the shipment has been delayed due to a temporary shortage of materials in our factories. To explain, the manufacturing department has been having trouble keeping up with the incoming orders. That's because the production schedule I recently created, which is based on sales projections, has turned out to be too conservative. Consequently, all the retailers in your area are waiting to restock the phone model you ordered, which happens to be our most popular white model. Given these complications, your shipment will not arrive until March 24th.
Number 98. What is the purpose of the message? Number 99. What did the speaker recently do? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Which model did the listener order? This is the end of the listening test. End of recording.